The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. I am Paul Gallant. Sean Mapes behind the glass. The Christmas season is upon us. I got a big old grin on my face. Sean Mapes, he's feeling that spirit as well. And you should too. You should too. We're going to do more of that. We're going to talk about Christmas movies. We're going to talk about Christmas music. Listen, the Texans have a bye week essentially on Sunday. They're playing the New York Jets. I'm willing to say that now. It just happened spontaneously, naturally. I'm willing to say that the Houston Texans should win on Sunday.
Wow. That's massive. Folks, for those listening, Paul has not done this at any point of the season, no matter what sorry team they've played. And he was right not to say it against the Panthers.
Or the Falcons.
I think we also were gun-shy. We didn't say about the Bucks, but like they honestly should have won the Bucks game.
Right.
Like, there hasn't been a game that, I mean, the Texans have had an easy schedule, and there hasn't been a game where Paul's gone, they should win this game. It's all, you know, if they win, great. If they lose, we'll be disappointed.
I was thinking about saying this, and then all of a sudden, it just came out because of the Christmas spirit.
It's like saying I love you. It just kind of came out.
It just came out. It just came out. And look, you know, because of the quarterback situation for the Jets more than anything, but it's also because the Texans are playing better. And because they are playing better, and because they are now back in the AFC South race, all of a sudden, they're part of the national conversation. And look, people don't talk about the Astros nationally. Remember going into the year, they're the defending World Series champions, and either Stephen A. or Mad Dog Russo didn't even have them as part of like the top five storylines going into the year. It was like the Chicago teams. Guess what? They both sucked. It was the Angels and Dodgers. The Angels sucked. The Dodgers didn't do anything. Shohei Ohtani got hurt before the end of the year. Mike Trout. The Mets sucked. Like, it was the entire list was just wrong. And the Astros did what they always do. They still didn't get talked about, even though people hate them for being dirty, evil cheaters. We kind of like that they were dirty, evil cheaters because they won one title for us and they won two titles for us. And was the cheating the reason that they won? Probably not, but I just like that everyone's mad and hates them and is jealous. But the Texans are getting talked about nationally. So I thought we're going to start a new segment going forward. And I'll be honest, I hate these five words. I hate them. Comes from a movie, Apollo 13. It's based off of the true story of Apollo 13. It's this line by Tom Hanks that whenever bad things are happening to Houston sports team, you will see brought up by national media who, whenever I hear them say it, yeah, I want them to lose their vocal cords. Here's Tommy.
Houston, we have a problem.
So we're going to do a segment going forward. When the national media talks about Houston sports, we're going to play clips, and we will determine amongst ourselves whether or not we have a problem with what was said about our beloved Houston sports team. So, Stephen A. Smith, Shannon Sharp, Jeff Saturday. Yesterday, there was a roundtable discussion. It said on the top of the screen, Stroud proud. On the bottom of the screen, it said, Texans, AFC South champion possibilities? So let's just play some of the clips from that show, from that segment. Here is the first clip.
But I think you will agree with me that Trevor Lawrence loss is a bigger loss than Nico Collins.
For sure. No, you mean for
Tank Dell.
I have a problem with this. Shannon Sharp isn't paying attention to the Texans. Shannon Sharp isn't paying attention.
What, all these wide receivers look the same to you?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Damn, Shannon. Come on, dude.
You know what? I'm willing to I do have a problem with this, but I'm not going to. Shannon Sharp can work his way back into
the
good grade. Oh, really?
He can't. No, come on. You can't F that up. You've been sitting around waiting to talk about the Texans in this round table.
See, that's why I don't think he was waiting to talk about the Texans. I think this is the first time he's had to learn any of these people's names.
Still, the segment begins, and I get it. He's had issues saying Stephen A. instead of Skip Bayless.
Yeah,
but
that too.
But come on, man. Like, get the injury right, okay? Nico Collins is still healthy. Tank Dell's the injured one. No, he's out. Houston, we have a problem with Shannon Sharp talking about the Houston Texans.
Okay.
What's the next clip that we have from this segment on First Take?
And it's going to be a different animal. I'm going to go with the Houston Texans, but part of it is emotional because I want to see C.J. Stroud. Ooh. I mean, when you think about how bad this brother has already thrown over for over 3,500 yards, baller. We know what he brings to the table. He's a baller, no question about that. Nico Collins is no joke. And by the way, that defense showed me something against Denver last week when Denver was driving downfield, and they ended up intercepting Russell Wilson to preserve that victory. And so you look at things defensively, offensively, the coaching. You don't see, even though obviously they're on the come up and there are some weaknesses, you do have losses against Atlanta and Carolina by a combined like 4 points or whatever, but you still lost to two of those teams. So that's not good. But in the end, when we look at Houston, since their 0-2 start, were they like 7-3 or something like that? And so I know I'm not ignoring the Colts. They've won four straight.
Yeah.
I'm just of the mindset that I'm looking at the Texans and I'm like, yo, CJ Stroud, he's just that dude. And I think this time of year, those quarterbacks that are those dudes step up and get it done.
But here's the problem. Houston, we have to have a problem with that. It's C.J. Stroud. It's not C.J. Stroud. You hear at the very end of that? You want to play that little last clip there, Sean? Because he was doing so well. Like he said correct things, like they had some bad losses. And that the Colts are hanging around. But he didn't say C.J. Stroud correctly.
Texans, and I'm like, yo, CJ Stroud, he's just that dude.
But
I think
Come
this time
on.
Of year, those quarterbacks that are those dudes.
Why can't we get any respect? Why can't this city get any respect? Houston, we have a problem with that. We have a problem with that. But we like Stephen A. Smith, right? This show likes Stephen A. Smith. Other shows might not. I think Stephen A. Smith is the best entertainer in the sports world. He is who he is. And if you see a video of him talking about not sports and see how entertaining he can be, I know that that is a person that I would like to get drunk with. So, Stephen A. Smith, you have a chance to save yourself on this look at me. I'm impersonating Stephen Smith.
Stephen Smith. It's so funny. Just side note, it sounds crazy just to say Stephen Smith.
It does, but he's got to earn the A back. He's got to earn the A back. I'm going to pretend that was done naturally. Stephen A. Smith.
In this segment where we're getting on people for misspeaking.
Right, because we're hypocrites, but we at least admit that we are. Stephen A., save yourself. Houston, do we have a problem with what he's about to say?
Give him some time.
You realize we're talking about C.J. Stroud, and in the past we talked about, man, he's got the potential to help them, offset or get over losing Deshaun Watson few years ago. You're looking at him now like he's going to be better.
Surpassing. Ain't no doubt.
For sure.
Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind.
We even got Jeff Saturday on board. Colts coaching legend.
I was going to say, I have a problem with Jeff Saturday for being a Colt. For being a Colt player and for being a Colt. Former HC.
You have a problem with Jeff Saturday's existence.
No,
just... On that, no, not like as a human.
Yeah.
On that table.
when it comes to Houston Texans, you know, I'm just like, get out of here.
I have a problem with Jeff Saturday stepping on Stephen A. Smith there.
He really did kind of like take the thunder from Stephen A. Smith.
Let Stephen A. Smith go.
Steve Smith.
Steve Smith Sr. is a wide receiver and analyst for the NFL Network. Stephen A. Smith is a commentator known for his basketball reporting that now runs the show on First Take. So now you know the rest of the story. We actually have some more if you want to keep this segment going. Houston, do we have a problem? But I have no problem with the idea that Stroud is already on the way to making people forget about Deshaun Watson. Despite all of the pushback from people like Charles James and others online, former Houston Texan, I realized that Deshaun Watson was good when he played here, but this idea that Stroud hasn't been more impressive is just wrong. Partly because Watson got hurt his rookie year, but Watson was not once in his career a part of the MVP conversation. Watson's best year, the Texans went 4-12. Sorry, you're 4-12, you're not getting MVP in the NFL. This isn't baseball where you can have two MVPs on your team, go finish in fourth place, 10 games under 500, and Mike Trout has three MVPs and Shohei Ohtani has two. This isn't that. This is football. You got to win. That was Watson's best year. Stroud is doing things right now that Watson did not in terms of earning the respect of everybody. But Stephen A. Smith should have said his name correctly, even though that we are a show that mispronounces things all the time. And I say we, I'm really talking about me. But I'm bringing Sean down with me. It is the Paul Gallant Show. We'll keep this going. And there is a farting at press conference epidemic that we need to hear to investigate for journalistic purposes. It's the Paul Gallant Show. First, though, let me tell you about my friends at Pajamagram. You know what I did yesterday? You know, when I was in Florida, reconnected with someone I used to date, and I showed her a picture of these naturally nude pajamas. And she told me, oh my God, get me these and then come find me. And I thought to myself, damn, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to get some naturally nude pajamas, ultimate comfort, ultimate style, soft, silky, better than lingerie, with a curve, caressing fit. And when you get naturally nude pajamas today, you'll get a free naturally nude nightie. $75 savings on a very luxurious 2-in-1 complete gift. Perfect for me. I don't want to pay too much, you know? I'm golden for the holidays. Just took care of some holiday shopping. And better yet, you don't even have to pack it because Pajamagram is going to add gift packaging for you. Go to Pajamagram today for naturally nude pajamas before they sell out. That's naturally nude pajamas at pajamagram.com.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. We control the spice.
The spice extends life. The spice expands consciousness.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's your host, former Shorecrest Preparatory All-District Safety, Paul Gallant.
Seeing the Foo Fighters live was probably the best thing I did this year. Is that sad? Not really sure. Saw them at ACL back in October. Anyway, guys, take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational Benefiting Kids Meals is December 13th, 10 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. We love it at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer is going to receive beverages from St. Arnold Brewing Company, lunch from Cypress Trail Hideout, which is the home of Papa Charlie's Barbecue, dinner from Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. Oh my God, I'm hungry. 18 holes of golf, an award ceremony right after the tournament. You can register now at ESPN975.com under the promotions tab. On top of that, Friday the 15th, the Friday after this, I know last Friday we were hanging out at Nick's place for their 30th anniversary. We're going to be broadcasting live from Kobos all day as we celebrate their 2-year anniversary and Kobos winning Culture Maps Award for being Houston's ultimate sports bar. I had such a blast at Kobos back when the Astros won the World Series last year. We did the show there, and I don't know what happened afterwards. We brought a bottle of champagne, drank it on the show, and I don't know what happened. I just know I woke up on my couch at 8 p.m. and that I had to go get my car from downtown Houston the next day. That's all I know. I had a bunch of Uber fares. I went to Shot Bar when daylight was out. Like, Jesus. But it started at Cobo. So it's a fun place to watch sports. Anyway, guys, we're going to continue our Houston, do we have a problem segment here? Because the Texans are finally getting a little bit of national respect. A little bit, just a little bit. Dan Orlovsky, the Indianapolis Colts quarterback, who I believe beat the Houston Texans back in 2011 when TJH was under center. We don't hold that against them, though, because Dan Orlovsky, do we have a problem with this take on CJ Stroud in a post-Tank Dell world?
Again, Tank Dell has had a special rookie year, but because of Nico Collins, Brown has been good, Mechie's had some moments, but mostly because how good Stroud is at all those little things, I still believe he's good enough to take who he has and get them into the playoffs.
Interesting that he mentioned Noah Brown there, because Brown did have that 2-week stretch with 325 yards receiving. And also, of course, Nico Collins has almost 300 yards receiving the last 2 weeks. I think it was at Texans Cap, Troy on Twitter, who brought up that there were a lot of throws that C.J. Stroud could have made to a wide-open Noah Brown, and I guess he just didn't have the time to make them. So maybe Noah Brown's going to step back up again. But I think right now, when you look at C.J. Stroud going forward, I am willing to give him some benefit of the doubt in a post-Tank Dell world. I still think it's going to be hard, but I do not have a problem with Dan Orlovsky thinking that Stroud can make it work with these receivers.
Yes, I have a problem with Dan Orlovsky beating the 2011 Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Probably the best Texans team of all time.
I know.
A 2-14.
And he's the guy who ran out the back of the end zone, which is unfair to constantly hold against him. I enjoy his weirdness.
Yes.
He's very weird.
Yeah.
But that's cool. Like,
I also like RG3's weirdness. I like all these guys, and they're just... I like that ESPN was like, let's just get a couple weird NFL players.
Well, I like that they have... I mean, instead of basically keeping them in a box, like some places do, they've actually let them kind of grow into just being themselves, at least to a degree.
Yeah. I agree with Orlovsky's point, too, that Stroud is good enough to... It's crazy for a guy who's a rookie, but I do think he can like kind of stomach the loss of Tank Dell and still be a workable offense. Like, this isn't going to be like, oh my God, this sucks. It might suck for the Jets game because the Jets do have a good defense. And like Saleh says, they make every quarterback's life a living nightmare whenever they play them. And then they lose, but right, it's a nightmare for the quarterbacks. So I think this is probably going to be a tough game for Stroud, like numbers wise. But I think going forward, like with this and with Trevor Lawrence's injury, I think like the AFC South is on the table.
And it's really going to be a matter of can Jacksonville lose one or two more. And I think the next couple of weeks, it's possible. I'd specifically point to that Sunday night game against the Baltimore Ravens coming up. One last one. Houston, do we have a problem with this? So Brandon Ally is the guy who founded the S2 test. He joined Pablo Torre on Pablo Torre's podcast, Pablo Torre Finds Out. And in that podcast, he alleged shadiness when it comes to Stroud's test results, which everyone thought he was an idiot when they were released. He thinks that there might have been something behind that. Here is Ally with Torre explaining what happened.
various front offices, including, by the way, the Panthers front office and ownership. David Tepper, the owner of the team, seems to be an analytics guy, put stock into S2. All of this stuff seems to be a way of decoding the intelligence and the likelihood of success as these various teams see it right. in these players.
Yeah.
Your response to just the tests that were leaked, just because I want to get it on the record here, is what? Because the 18 is like, that's a thing you guys are going to wear, seemingly,
oh, yes.
for all
we'll
time.
We'll hear about it forever. And that's part of being in pro sports. Like, look, it's a tough business, right? And undoubtedly every year, something negative comes out behind the draft, right? And we just happen to be on it this year. A low score doesn't mean you can't play, right? It doesn't mean you're not going to make it. A high score doesn't mean you're going to be an all-pro quarterback. We're more interested in how does CJ, how does Bryce process information? Nobody has a crystal ball.
Houston, do we have a problem with Brandon Ally and his tests that made CJ Stroud before the draft to all we basics out there based off of a test that none of us actually understand? Do we have a problem with Brandon Ally making CJ Stroud look like a dummy? That's a tricky question, Sean. You're thinking here. What do you say to that?
I want to say I don't have a problem with them. Because, like Pablo Torre pointed out, the Panthers are very big on the S2 test. And so that's what maybe sent it over the top. That and the very nice dinner that Bryce Young had with Tepper and the Brain Trust there, who have like all been fired now. That's what convinced that the Panthers with the S2 test to draft Bryce Young, giving the Texans CJ Stroud. So, no. Great test. Great test from, what's this guy's name?
Brandon Ally.
Brandon Ally. Great. Keep up the good work. I do not have a problem with you because your test is so bad.
I gotta say, though, as someone who is now a very decided, proud boy, like, I legitimately...
Draft boy.
Shoot, my bad. Slip of the tongue. Where was I on January 6th? As someone who is an authentic, let me pull myself out of my radio grave. CJ Stroud, as somebody who is now a Stroud boy, I do hate that he had to go through that. I mean, even though it ended up with him going to the Houston Texans because of it, and good memory bringing up the Bryce Young dinner. I totally forgot about that because we roasted the hell out of that. I was stupid. Like, that was covered. Like, well, Bryce Young, like, wow. He went from forks. He used the forks correctly. He had the salad fork for salad, and he used the inside fork for inside. That means he could be a starting quarterback in the NFL because he has decorum that would survive in England with British manners. But I feel for Stroud getting kind of raked through the coals for all of that. And if it ends up with him on the Texans, fine. But it is kind of BS for Ally to say, like, well, we don't have a crystal ball. Well, this test became a thing, and we just found out about it last year. And it was a subject of conversation before the draft for far too long. I don't get why we did it.
I do get the, like, this is a tool that people can use, da-da-da. But then also, like, I think the first time that at least that the national media has heard of the S2 test was
right then
this draft. And they at least appeared, or I won't even say they got it wrong when it comes to CJ versus Bryce. They definitely got it wrong when it came to evaluating CJ Stroud's decision-making, because watching the Texans on Sundays, I think that CJ Stroud has good decision-making. I think I can call that. I think he can make quick, good decisions.
And he's accurate with the ball, too.
Yeah, well, this S2 test doesn't...
Maybe we should have...
Doesn't measure accuracy.
But maybe we should have been more impressed by his combine that blew people away.
Who was it that was like... I think
McShay.
It was Daniel, or, yeah, either McShay or Daniel Jeremiah was like, that was the best throwing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Whoa. He's Sean Mapes. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got a tootin' problem at press conferences, in sports, and in politics. And one subsection of Houston Astros fans, I bet they're feeling very, very proud today. Might be drinking a little espresso. Why? You find out next. Ball Galancho, stick around.
ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
I want the ball. Give me the ball.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your favorite 10 to noon sports talk host, Paul Gallant. Give him hell, Paulie.
I'm very proud of myself. You know why? Yesterday I did Pilates. And it's not because I successfully did the Pilates. I had no idea what the hell I was doing. I'm proud of myself doing Pilates yesterday. One of my friends is an instructor. Because I had to fart several times and I didn't. You ever had that? You're at the gym or you're working out somewhere and all of a sudden a surprise toot comes out of nowhere. I had to do that for the entire 50-minute session. And not only did I hold my core together, but I also held in a toot that he was trying his hardest to get out, but there's a reason I'm talking about farts right now. We've seen some farts at press conferences of late. For those who don't know, I am a fan of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Paul, are you a fan of every team that's been a dynasty of late? Kind of. Patriots, Astros, Lightning fan. I guess the Celtics are the only team with one title that I root for in my lifetime. But Andre Vasilevsky is a goalie for the Tampa Bay Lightning. He was being asked questions after a hockey game, and just listen, you'll hear it along the way.
Obviously, it wasn't great feeling last game, but what was the question?
One of those guys standing around him 100% let that one loose. I feel like in that moment right there, Vasilevsky should have been allowed to ask, now who did that? And then you can go back to the question at hand, because this is a matter of ethics here. Someone lets loose, it is on you to hold up your hand and say, that's on me. That's on me. You know, go Bill O'Brien. You say, this was on me. And you say, excuse me. And based off of my childhood rules growing up, as long as you said, excuse me for passing gas, no one could say anything about it. Everyone had to move on. That was the rule of my house. That was the rule. So
I would have blamed the press box food. Whatever the Tampa Bay press box hockey food is.
Oh, they got to the Lightning. They play at the St. Pete Times Forum, and they have this Outback Steakhouse where they give you steak tips and mushrooms. No, that's whenever I used to go to the games. We get the steak tips and mushrooms.
I'm saying that makes it easy
I
for
bet
the
it's that.
Yes. Oh, sorry. I had a bloomin' onion and then a steak tip and mushrooms.
No rules, just right. Except for you say, excuse me, when you fall.
Yeah.
I think I got the Australian accent right that time. We didn't drift into British yet. That's normally what happens.
No.
We try to impersonate.
I think, I might be wrong, but I think Outback Steakhouse was made by guys in Tampa. It was like founded by two Florida guys.
I think so.
They've never been to Australia or something. It's a very Florida story.
You say that like it's a bad thing. Florida rules.
No, it's a bootstrap story.
I'm so pumped about Grand Theft Auto 6. I've been playing Tom Petty and that song Love is a Long Road all day after watching the GTA trailer. I keep on watching it over and over again, mainly because the music just is a banger. The guitar solo on that song needs to be longer. Rules. Anyway, to bring it back, we got a tune-in epidemic in front of live mics. Remember former presidential candidate John Kerry? I guess he was ironically at a press conference talking about climate change and global warming. And he may have contributed to the warming of Mother Earth.
Because I do not understand how adults who are in position of responsibility can be avoiding responsibility for taking away those things that are killing people on a daily basis.
There was at the end. I mean, the timing of everything that he said along the way there, like talking about us adults going away from responsibilities to the things that are killing us every single day. Sir, I don't know what your private jet emissions were on your flight to this conference, but the Tutorewski that we just heard right there, that's contributing. That's contributing. And I don't think he took responsibility. I think he just moved on. Guys, let's all make a promise going forward. We stand on our brand, okay? Even if it's noxious fumes that could result in someone dying, own it. It was you. Don't be Shaggy in that song. It was me.
Don't be Shaggy.
Don't be Shaggy.
Don't be Shaggy. Don't be Shaggy.
Come on.
Paul.
Yeah?
Do you promise, as a member of Texans Media on Sundays, that should you fart, whether you're asking C.J. Stroud about his winning mentality, whether you're asking D'Amico Ryans about, you know, do you think you should have gone for it on fourth down, the win probability, whatever you ask, whether you're looking for Steven Nelson to give you a quote, if you pass gas in front of any Texans player or personnel, would you own it?
I will fall on the sword if I crop toss somebody. Okay. Yeah. Or just the
you won't
room.
Point at another member of the Texans and be like, might have been that guy.
I will be staying away from the Blue Bell ice cream.
Okay.
They give you Blue Bell ice cream in the third quarter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's nice. Like now you have to wait a while because like it's so frozen, like the spoon like generally breaks when you try to eat it. But even though I got lactose intolerance, it's just enough where it doesn't give
me
issues.
Little tiny cup.
Yeah, the little tiny cup. But now that I made this promise, I'm working on myself. No more ice cream. No more ice cream at NRG Stadium for Paul Gallant.
Okay. But should you fart, even without the help of lactose, you will own it.
We all own it now. We're all in this together.
In honor of former Texans head coach, Bill O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, this one's on me.
You know, while we're talking about Bill O'Brien, remember the chin? The chin did look like a butt.
I thought you were going to bring up, like, is Bill O'Brien in the news? Nope. It's just we're talking about farts. We're talking about Bill O'Brien.
Cool like a butt.
His butt chin.
Hey, listen, you can't control the way you look. You know.
Can you get that thing filled in? I guess you can.
Huh? I don't think you'd want it. But Tom Brady used to have a butt chin, and Tom Brady's chin has, clearly, like, just divine, the heavens smiling upon him. He just gets better and better looking.
Yeah, he
did that naturally. But, Bill O'Brien had that, and I remember when I was doing my Laramie Tunsil ballad, which you can check online on my YouTube channel, my Laramie Tunsil ballad from my unemployed days, I had a line saying, like, butt chin shooting steam. And then I actually, like, made a graphic of steam coming out of Bill O'Brien's chin. And I got to say, it's one of the most creative things I've ever done. So, shout out to me. Yeah.
That's what you can do with the blank canvas that is unemployment.
And Premiere Pro.
And Premiere. Add a little Premiere Pro.
Add Photoshop.
A little unemployment. Oh, add a butt chin. And Hell boom. Magic.
There you go. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Speaking of magic, it is a magic day for this subsection of Houston Astros fans. No, I'm not talking about all the people celebrating Martin Maldonado leaving. We're celebrating a guy that we're welcoming into the family. Paul Gallant Show, stick around.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. Oh, it's you people.
Tired of being your trail donkeys, acting like you some one-man GPS?
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here is your ambiguously gay host, Paul Gallant.
We do have some breaking news when it comes to your Houston Texans and a game they should win on Sunday in New Jersey. The Jets do not play in New York. the Giants do not play in New York.
Real estate's too expensive.
You're an NFL team. Grow up. Hey, Zach Wilson is going to start for the New York Jets. The Tim Boyle era over. He got cut. Zach Wilson's the guy. Now, the real question is going to be, did Zach Wilson actually hesitate when asked about him coming back in as the starter? Or did Zach Wilson go to Robert Saleh to refute those reports? I suppose we'll never know. I just love the Jets being the same old Jets. I just love it.
It's really not great for a former second overall pick that it was between him, Trevor Siemian, and Brett Rypien, and he's going to be the starter, and the fan base and the team that's going against him is just kind of like, huh, all right. Like, I don't actually think it, like, really changes the way this game is going to happen. I mean, it'll be funnier, I guess. Like, there'll be, there will be five extra plays that are just hilarious when the Jets have the ball because of Zach Wilson. But I think they have the same exact chance of winning, which is, like, low, but NFL low, so not really all that low.
Wilson can give 2 to 3 plays, Sean, to what you're saying.
Or just like, this guy's never played football before.
But he also can give you 1 to 2 plays where you're like, I kind of get why he's still in the league. And there's a lot of players like that.
Yeah.
Wilson actually is capable of doing some special things. It just rarely happens at this level. It happened a lot more when he was playing at BYU.
Yes, he does have a good arm. It's just the problem is when he gets rushed, he runs backwards for 20 yards, and then he has to use that great arm because now the 5-yard throw is like a 35-yard throw. So that's
the easy things come difficult for him.
Yes.
But occasionally he can do something very difficult. And I got to say, like, we roast quarterbacks a lot. To their credit, like, they are all very good at what they do relative to everybody else. And the reason that they made it to the league is because they're all capable of occasionally doing something very good.
Except Tim Boyle. He's never
Tim
been
Boyle,
good at
He
was bad at UConn. Yeah, he was bad at Western Kentucky.
At least Nathan Peterman was decent in college, too. You know, like, he throws a ton of interceptions. At least he was decent. You know, he's just white Jameis Winston. You know, he throws a lot of picks. Not as full.
By the way, Sam Howell has been hit with white Jameis Winston.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he's thrown a lot of picks.
He had a lot of passing yards, like, not too long ago.
So did Jameis Winston.
Passing yards. Yeah.
Jameis Winston, I think in his 30-30 year, also threw for like 5,000 yards.
I think a very specific part of the Houston Astros fan base, Sean Mapes, has got to be ecstatic today. I'm not talking about all those people that are excited that Martin Maldonado is leaving. You people, you didn't deserve Maldonado. This is actually a serious take. It's not a coincidence that he's caught that many combined no-hitters, perfect games. I mean, 3 no-hitters and a perfect game. That's pretty effing good. He's not a very good hitter. I hope he comes back to be an Astros coach someday. It seems like he's getting some interest from other teams. But the reason he's gone is because the Astros signed a backup catcher, Victor Caratini. Now, you know me. I didn't actually do the research to determine whether or not this guy's Italian. However,
but keep going.
Sean,
I'll let you cook.
His name sounds Italian. And I think a lot of Italian-American Astros fans right now, you're probably pretty happy today. So let's set the mood. Let's set the mood because they're getting more and more Italians. Italy has a World Baseball Classic team. Did you know that? They do. And even better, the Astros, they got a lot of guys who might be Italian. Again, I haven't done the research. But Caratini joins Spencer Arrighetti. He's the Astros' number 3 prospect. He joins Zach. Doesn't sound Italian. Uh-oh, plot twist. DiCenzo. He's the number 5 prospect for the Astros. Number 6 prospect for the Astros. Well, this sounds like a New York Italian. Joey Lopafino. So, the Astros continue to get more and more international. Truly the American dream. Bending the rules occasionally, spending money unwisely. It's the American dream here.
I did do 5 seconds of research just now. On, according to Wikipedia, Victor Caratini is from Coamao, Puerto Rico.
Oh, damn it. He could still be Italian. Italians live in Puerto Rico. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, the last Puerto Rican catcher they got worked out pretty well.
He did.
Martin Maldonado.
Martin Maldonado. That's true. All right, now I'm disappointed. Time for a little garbage time.
I'm only happy when I'm
garbage. And then I start eating garbage.
If there's one guy up here who knows about total garbage,
garbage,
it's this guy. It's garbage time with Paul Gallant. Let's go.
Let's go.
Taylor Swift is officially the Time Magazine Person of the Year. I'm cool with this music going forward.
Since we already have it up, I mean.
Oh, it's Taylor Swift. Did you see the picture of her on the cover of Time Magazine? She put a cat on her shoulders. Honestly, I might need to make Travis Kelce an offer he can't refuse so that Taylor can be my woman. A special woman. We saw Godfather Part 1 when Michael Corleone basically strong-arms that one guy into marrying his daughter. Things are different in the old country. What can
things
I say?
Things are different.
A little different. So Taylor Swift, she beats out Xi Jinping, Sam Altman, the AI guy, the Trump prosecutors, Barbie. Barbie's a Person of the Year nominee. The Hollywood Strikers were a nominee. Vladimir Putin. King Charles III and Jerome Powell. This is an underwhelming list. I see why Taylor Swift won.
Mickey Mouse ring for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, this is like the Los Angeles Dodgers pandemic title. It's like the Los Angeles Lakers bubble title. Yeah, 100%.
Or like the early 2000s Eastern Conference champions, where it's just like, yeah, the New Jersey Nets again. You're like, I don't think this team's any good, guys.
Riz is the word of the year. Did you know that?
I did. I think I saw that. Yeah,
it beat Swifty as the Oxford Dictionary word of the year.
I don't think I could have Taylor Swift win Person of the Year and then Swifty also be word of the year.
I kind of wish it had happened. I'm not going to lie. Houston, per a study, has the most cockroach infestations of any American city. That's not that surprising. Here's the thing that we all can take some solace in. When we eventually all nuke each other and die, it's going to happen. Artificial intelligence is in the game now. It's all just a matter of time. It's either them or the non-human intelligence. So much intelligence that's not our own. But the cradle of life after a nuclear holocaust would be here in Houston. Because guess what? Cockroaches are surviving that bad boy, and we got the most infestations. So this is where the world will rebirth, right here.
This is the new Eden, right here.
The Garden of Eden.
For cockroaches.
I'm so glad I don't live in Florida anymore from this perspective. I do miss being close to clean, non-poop water. No offense, Galveston. But in Florida, some of them fly.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing like a flying cockroach to wake you up in the morning.
Those are crazy.
They are scary as hell. Texas has the really big outside ones. They generally stay outside. Like, it's very rare that you see one of those big ones inside. But the... Oh.
And you'll get a flying every once in a while, but it's not very common.
No.
It's like every few years you might see
one. I have not seen one since I moved here. I guess knock on wood now.
Yeah, no. I've seen some, but not great. Not fun. Never. You're never like, oh, sweet, it's flying. That's amazing. You're like, oh, my God.
There's got to be someone out there who's like that. Why are we exporting cockroaches as meat, right? What? If we got the most infestations, another massive Texas export. How about that? Cockroach meat.
Just become cockroach farmers?
Why not? It's all we're going to be allowed to eat in the future.
Yeah.
Thanks, Biden.
Facts.
He's Sean Mapes, I'm Paul Gallant, and on that note, we're going to turn it over to Connor and Beard, who have the exact same political beliefs as me. Just know that for the next 3 hours. Anyway, have yourselves a merry little December 6th. So long. Farewell. Connor and Beard are next.
Peace!
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're hooked up with it.
You hooked up with it. You decided to marry it.